Welcome to Comic Booked. I'm Matthew McLachlan.
And I'm Katie Sexton.
And this is the podcast where I teach Katie and you everything I know about comic book characters.
One freaking character at a freaking time.
At a freaking deacon time. Bring in the freaking deacon intro. Bring it.
Bring it in. Frick.
Surprise, we're here.
Oh, Matt, you surprise me every day.
You wake up every day and you're like, oh, God, I forget.
I forget, and that's when I dream my deepest sleep is when I forget.
That you're not with me.
That I'm not with, that I am.
Oh, yes. Well, you're dreaming that you're with me or without me?
Well, I'm dreaming that I'm alone.
Why?
No, I don't know. I'm independent.
Oh, so yeah. That's been an issue.
It has been an issue. Oh, come on. It's been an issue.
We've
it's only been an issue for you. It's not an issue for me.
Because you're so independent and you don't know how to work in a relationship.
Wow.
Wow. Bringing it to the fans.
Just bring in the intro again because
yeah.
I need a moam.
Yeah, because she's so independent. See, it's circular. We're going
back. Wow. I stand in power.
You stand alone.
I stand alone in my power.
Hey, speaking of stand alone.
Yeah, what's up?
hard gear shift
yeah,
to
please.
Get off of this exit away from Fight Town.
Heyo.
We saw a really, really great movie.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the standalone Black Widow movie.
It was, guys, again, from this podcast, if you've been listening, don't know a lot about comic books.
Yeah. Have you listened?
If this is your first time, hi, hello.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome.
And
I'm
we're
Katie,
sorry.
And we're sorry, but okay. I don't know a lot about comic books, and I don't know anything about really the Marvel movies. I think I saw the first Iron Man. I don't know. At some point, Robert Downey Jr. was kind of funny or something in it. It's fine.
Katie legitimately asked me yesterday what an Avenger is.
I don't know. It's just a team, right?
There's a team.
They're a power team.
It's a team.
So we went and saw Black Widow.
No spoilies.
Don't you worry. No spoilies.
Yep.
It was so good. It was incredible.
How many times would you say you cried? And I know I cried more.
Three or four.
And I cried about seven times.
Oh my, that intro, the direction.
So great.
The direction was fantastic. The acting, holy, I'm an actor, so I'm critical.
Yeah.
I'm looking for certain things here, y'all.
Yeah.
If I could do it better, why'd I pay $20? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love seeing two women beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, like, gosh.
I didn't know I needed that.
Let's get some equality and just watch two women kick each other's ass.
So good.
That's what the movement's been for, to fight equally.
Yeah. To tear each other down.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's
definitely.
What I've been fighting for this whole time.
I'm kind of bummed that we didn't do Black Widow before the movie.
Oh, sure.
So they would have known, because now you're like, this is my gal. That's who I know.
Dude, she is so good. Also, I think Scarlett Johansson's best work.
Yeah, I agree.
It was so good.
I don't believe her for a fucking second in literally anything else. And this had me riveted.
Holy cow, dude.
I'm your love interest. I'm Scarlet.
I'm Scarlet. I got a deep voice.
Scarlet. Hi.
Deep voice and big lips.
Look at my butt. Okay.
Also, a lot of great butt shots, I noticed.
There was.
I wasn't mad. I was like,
it's a female director.
Oh, frick yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that behind.
David Harbour, my God.
So great.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
He can break my back over his knee, and I would just be enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, my gosh. Like a regular, was it Superman or Batman that got broken over a knee?
Oh, well played. It was Batman.
It was Batman
yes.
By the Juggernaut?
Definitely not. C- for trying.
Oh.
I'm going to let you stew on that. Think about it. It's Bane.
Bane.
It was a very good movie. My top three Marvel movies of all time.
Yeah.
What are your top three then? Black Panther, I think, is number one.
Yeah.
I think Captain America Winter Soldier is two, and this is three.
Wow.
Everyone goes for Thor, number three, and that's whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi is great, but
yeah.
Bleh.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to probably become a Russian spy now. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so goodbye forever.
See ya.
I have to give everything away now and go move to Russia and infiltrate the Americas.
Well, shit.
I think you brought this up. Why not brown recluse?
Yeah, they're more deadly.
Their venom eats away at your goddamn skin, y'all.
Yeah, and it could have been a woman of color. You know, let's go back in time and punch these dumb white men in the face.
Gosh, so many dumb white men I want to punch in the face.
Can't move on without saying Florence Pugh is probably the love of everyone's life, huh?
I mean, God bless her. She is the most charming person I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's dating Zach Braff.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Nobody does. And you know what? I don't have to.
He doesn't either. He's like, oh my God.
He's like, how is even happening? Oh, why is this the best thing that's ever happened to me?
She's an Oscar nominee and I'm writing Garden State 2.
Really?
No, he's not.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you want to see what you're going to learn about today?
Please.
This is what I'm going to do, Katie. I'm going to show you, someone who knows nothing about comic book characters.
Not
a picture, and you're going to tell me who you think this character is and what you think their powers are, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, man. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he is thermal.
Okay.
He is in the snow.
He's snowing?
It's snowing around him. It's like he's got this own little snow globe over thing over his head.
Okay.
He's like his own snow globe, but on the inside.
Inside. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a suit. We got a glass cage over his head. We got a big ass gun. Big ass gun, red glasses.
And he's just wearing like a V-neck, like a regular shirt, huh?
Oh, no, it's like a big metal suit.
Oh.
We got a robot kind of a thing happening
right,
here.
Right.
He's got no hair.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, sucks to be ham.
Sucks to be ham.
Does suck to be ham. This one picture, he's got a massive robot bulge.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Probably.
Yeah. Is that why you showed it to me? Wow.
Definitely.
Okay, so he's packing.
He's packing. Well, hey, who is this?
This is Antoine Withers. Antoine Withers. And I'll tell you why, Matt.
Yeah.
So I get the sense that his body is withered.
Okay.
Underneath
yeah.
this big thing. You know what I mean? Like, he's got a strong head.
For Antoine on top, withered on bottom.
Antoine on top, withered on bottom. Yeah, he is not a good guy.
No, you don't think so?
No, that gun is not a good gun. You know?
What does that not good gun do?
It sprays that stuff that comes out of fire extinguishers.
Oh, the... Like the white dust?
Yeah, the white dust. So it sprays the white dust.
Okay.
So he puts out fires, but the good ones.
He puts out good fires. So he puts out the fires that are trying to, you know, burn the gross things on the ground and the weeds.
He puts out campfires.
Oh, well, that's shitty.
Yeah, he's really more annoying than anything else. He's also smaller than he looks in these pictures. He's tiny. He's like a little nymph. He just goes around campsites and puts out everyone's fires.
I would imagine that he just hates families and fun. And the person who's trying to stop him, who I'd imagine would probably be his moral enemy, is a park ranger.
Oh, yeah. He hops around the trees trying to get the next campfire.
And they get there too late and it's just smoking. They're like, Antoine!
Antoine, my summer is ruined. He's just a grumpy grump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because his family.
Okay. Origin story.
Abandoned him.
No.
At a campsite.
Yeah, I saw
yeah,
that
they
one.
Didn't want him. They didn't want him because he was Antoine on the top and Withers on the bottom.
So we'll get to that in a second, but I just imagine him in this tiny little suit, the withered suit.
Yeah.
And his family's gone, and mm-hmm. he's just sitting there at this fire waiting to have just probably the best time, the most delicious s'mores, maybe
the
like a hot dog.
The most delicious s'mores. He was obsessed as a kid
yeah.
with getting that marshmallow just right.
Oh, just right, obviously.
Golden, baby, little crisp on the outside, but yeah. not burnt, which means you can't put it in the fire.
No, you got to twist it.
You got to twist it above the fire, mm-hmm. but you got to have patience.
But guess what he doesn't have anymore?
Patience.
Exactly.
Family love.
So he just like, and he just kicks the sand into the fire. And yeah. then he's like, I'm done. Why is his body withered?
Oh, he was born that way.
Oh,
so
shit.
So it's like a birth defect.
That's a gaga thing.
Yeah, he was born this way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anything else about this damn guy?
No, he's just annoying.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's just annoying. And then in the wintertime with all the snow, right?
Yeah, what does he do then?
Nothing.
He's just happy.
Well, no, he steals all of his, all of the fire extinguishers. That's when he, you know, hibernates and he gathers.
He's like an opposite squirrel.
He's an opposite squirrel.
He gathers all the stuff during winter.
Yeah.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, hey, you want to know who this really is?
Who is this guy?
So this character's name is Victor Freeze, a.k.a. Mr. Freeze.
Oh, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
I was like, I should know this. I was like, I know that his name is very literal, but I forgot.
I'm surprised you didn't know this, just because he's kind of out there in the world a lot.
I'm pretty sure that Arnold Schwarzenegger played him at one point. Is that a thing?
Duh.
Is that a yes?
Duh.
Mr. Freeze is in the DC universe.
DC, we haven't done DC in a while.
We haven't done the DC dude in a dang time. And he is a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just freezing people and just being a bad old guy. And this is what he does it with. You want some powers on this, Mr. Freeze?
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Freeze has a genius level intellect.
All the guys with no hair do.
Right? What the hell?
Every time.
It's always the really dumb ones that just got the good locks of love.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but that's true. It's always like, what? Why is it all the bad guys? It's always something fucked up with their head or their face.
Because they're a bunch of fucking incels who couldn't... Who couldn't get a fucking girlfriend.
And they're just
And now
pissed.
Just hate women. So they're ugly and they're bitter.
Well, you know what? Mr. Freeze goes against that type. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh, I think I know.
Do you?
Him and...
Katie's
Green.
Dancing with her fingers and then just rolls her hands up her arms and down her leg. Her eyes are now closed and she's
narrative.
Rolling her shoulders.
Him and
I know who you're talking about, but I just want to say, okay, now her hands are in the air. She's like, looks like she's smelling her armpits.
Oh, him and Ivy, right?
Poison Ivy.
Uh-huh.
No.
They don't?
In the really classic movie, there's a possibility, but no. And also, same reason why we'll get to.
Okay.
Here's some more powers.
Great.
He has sub-zero physiology that allows survival at extremely low temperatures.
Sure.
So he's living his bed cold as ice. Living
cold as ice.
He doesn't need heat on. He's really just paying for no electricity. He's probably paying for more because he's trying to get it colder. You know, that shit's expensive.
Air conditioning is the worst.
Air conditioning. But not even that. Take air conditioning and then minus by 100 more degrees and he's got to live in that.
He has to live in that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. Uh-huh.
Oh, yep.
He has a refrigerated exoskeleton battle suit that grants him superhuman strength and durability.
Whoa, he's got a battle suit.
Battle suit.
Battle suit on, guys. Let's go. Battle.
It's cold.
Get the guns.
Go,
bang,
pop it down.
Bang,
pop
bang,
it down.
Bang,
pop
bang,
it down.
Bang,
get
bang,
the cold.
Bang,
it's cold,
yeah,
cold guns.
Going back into the cave. We're going back into the cave. Let's take the suit off.
Still kind of cold. If I take it off too long, I die. If I take it too long, I die.
I won't die. I just need a glass of milk. Give me a glass of milk. I need to replenish my milk.
Because milk's cold and it keeps him cold because it's white and it's cold and he's bald and he's smart. So he's got a battle suit, and that's what makes him so strong, and it keeps him alive.
Cool.
It's kind of like a giant freezer for his body and his bones.
Yeah. For his body and his bones.
Yes. Separate.
Separate.
He has decelerated aging, so he's getting older, but really slow, like ice, you know?
Slow like ice.
This isn't the lyrics to the song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's see whatever ice reference we can make during this whole fucking episode, huh?
Ice, baby.
Great. There you go. That's another
just
one.
Got that one out of the way.
Yeah, okay. So he's going real, real slow.
Okay.
With his aging.
Yeah.
His aging's going real, real
slow. Yeah. It preserves.
It does. Yeah, exactly.
It's like throwing stuff in the freezer.
Yeah. Eventually it's going to go bad, but it's going to stop it for a bit. Ice.
Ice. Who knew?
Welcome to Comic Book. We're sponsored by ice. He has thermokinesis, which means in some versions, whatever he touches with his skin will freeze or become colder.
Okay.
So even if he touches your skin, it will freeze you and it will not be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want that touch.
I don't want that cold touch.
That it's cold touch. You don't want it. Don't touch your bits. It's not going to be fun. Sometimes ice cubes on bits feels good, but on a hot day, you don't even want Mr. Freeze. It's not going to be good.
Not going to be good for any of my bits.
No good for bits.
No good bits go unpunished.
And the last one is he utilizes cryogenic weaponry. So he's doing all sorts of freezing and frozen and frozen and all kinds of shit. And he's just using those guns. So he's using his freezing technology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's his... Why? Why is he frozen?
Oh, good call. Here's... You want some bio on this, Mr. Freeze?
Yeah. What's going on?
Victor Freeze was an expert in cryogenics, leading a normal life, being a regular old science nerd.
Regular science guy, huh?
So a lot of different stuff of like trying to pave the way for the frozen future of seeing what he can freeze to keep alive. You know, that's what they do in space movies where they go to Mars and other parts. They're in a cryogenic tube.
Oh.
So he's a scientist.
Isn't Walt Disney frozen somewhere?
No, that is an urban legend, but he did look into it. He did look into having that done.
Having that done.
Yeah.
Dang.
So he's a leader in that.
Cool.
But still, big old nerd. Good guy.
Yeah.
He's a decent dude.
Yeah.
He eventually met the love of his life, whose name is Nora, and they were oh so happy.
I love that name.
And she loved him, and she loved his big old bald head, big brain, until Nora was diagnosed with a rare terminal cancer.
Oh, there's a lot of cancer.
A lot of
cancer in comic books.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing, but it's, you know, it's something you can't control, and it drives people mad or good.
Yeah.
With the clock ticking, Freeze decides to put Nora in suspended animation until he himself can find a cure for her.
Okay, so it's for love.
It's for love, not a cold, icy heart. No. Still ba-boom, ba-boom, hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy for his Nor-Nor.
The corporation that was funding his work saw Nora in this tube and said, absolutely not. This is not okay. This is against all human laws and rights.
Yeah.
And went to shut him down, which he was like, no, don't. And he fought them, and it caused a horrible accident, releasing coolants that did irreparable damage to Victor's body chemistry.
So many accidents in comic books as well. A lot of slipping around.
I'm now a bird.
Yeah, it's like, do some core work, guys, so that you're not like slipping and falling everywhere.
Whoa, I'm a nose. I'm a giant nose.
I'm a nose.
I'm an evil nose.
And I knows all.
Now an angry popsicle man, he dubs himself Mr. Freeze and creates cold weapons and a suit to live in and does whatever it takes to find a cure for Nora, even if it means killing and beating people up, including Batman.
Nora, so again, just clarifying, Nora is still alive.
She's still alive.
She's just in suspended animation, which I learned about a couple episodes ago. Didn't understand what that was. Now I get it.
In a lot of the comics and the TV shows and things, he goes and breaks into places and research facilities and things to try and just get a cure or materials.
Why doesn't somebody just help him?
That's a really good question. Batman tries at one point, but he goes a little insane. All of this kind of goes to his head, and he just starts running a gang of people, and he has henchmen.
Whoa.
And he kind of loses his path, and he just kind of forgets about Nora for a bit. So sometimes he has to find his way back, and Batman's like, what about Nora? He's like, you're right. Shit.
Nora. Did they have any kids together? No.
No.
Nor?
There are many different storylines in which Nora comes back and is even cured.
Oh, good.
In one, I thought this was fucking buck wild, he brings her out of the stasis and he throws her into a pool of healing, resurrecting chemicals called a Lazarus pit.
Ooh.
But instead of coming out healed and cured, she comes out with the power to create fire and to raise an army of the dead.
Raise an army of the dead?
Well, this Lazarus pit resurrects people and cures people. So now all of a sudden she's like, I'm the opposite and my voice is deep and I'm raising dead. And so now she's the opposite of Freeze.
Are they still in love though?
I think he's just like, Nora, no. And he's like shooting his ice gun, crying, but it freezes. So it just builds up to a giant ball and he can't see over his goggles because he's crying so much.
Oh.
That doesn't happen, but that would probably be what happens.
Yeah.
What really does happen is he has to defeat her and put her back on ice to then kind of go backwards and cure her of that and then cure her of her cancer.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Because he's still kind of a good guy. Like, his intentions are so good.
It's just love of his life, you know? That happens a lot with these villains. The one person that really understood him gets lost and gone. But there are other versions in which she's healed and she sees the person he's become. And it's not turned off. She's just like, you're evil now. You're a different person and I wish you weren't. And I feel guilty that what happened to me made you this way and I can't do this anymore.
Oh, no.
And she tries. There are some versions where she also becomes a female version of Mr. Freeze. They kind of do it together.
Because how does they have any sexual relations if he's so cold?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Only one live action film portrayal of Mr. Freeze has been done before ever.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
I don't remember that movie very much, but I think it was good as
probably for the better. You're remembering wrong. It was very, very bad.
Okay.
One of the main reasons it was oh so bad, Katie.
Why?
You have a bald, blue, sparkly Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Saying some of the world's worst / best ice puns.
Oh, no. That's not necessary.
So here's what I have for you.
Tell me.
I have my favorite from this movie.
Okay.
Ice to see you.
No.
He shows up to steal some diamond or something, and he goes, everybody, chill. Here's an acting reference. I want you to say one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Iceman coming.
He's the Iceman.
Matt, what killed the dinosaurs?
The Ice Age.
I love it.
The final and my absolute favorite. Freeze in hell, Batman.
Who the fuck wrote that?
Oh, gosh.
Who thought that was funny?
I did. I didn't write it, but I thought it was a fucking delight. Frozen delight.
Every time you say delight, I want Dairy Queen. I don't know why.
Damn it. Hey, that's about it for Mr. Freeze. You got any questions about Mr. Freeze?
No, honestly, I like him. I think that he's got real heart and he gets, you know, a little misguided along the way. If anything, that's life.
That's life, dude.
That's life, dude. If anything, I connect with him.
I've always wondered what he eats. Is it just ice cream?
Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots.
They're so cold.
Dippin' Dots chicken and gravy flavored. Ugh. Well, what else is he going to eat? It's got to be ice.
Yeah, where's he get all his muscles? We got to get that protein.
Yeah, exactly.
Frozen.
Soup.
Soup.
Dippin' Dots soup.
Dippin' Dots chicken soup.
Yeah.
Dippin' Dots for the soul. Dippin' Dots for the soup
For
soul.
The frozen man.
For the frozen man. Why did you share Mr. Freeze with me?
I think of all the Batman villains, he is the most unrealistic. How can you ever have a movie with a grounded Mr. Freeze? Like, that's pretty crazy. But he is on the same level as Poison Ivy and some of these other things. So it's a little bit more skewed on the side of, okay, we're going outlandish here.
Right.
And it's still fun. It's still crazy and cool. And I also think that he is doing it all for a really lovely reason. And he loves this woman and she really loves him and she wants him to be good and he's a really decent guy. It's just, you know, if we just helped people and believed in people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I like him.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
I kind of would love to see a badass Mr. Freeze in a movie. I don't know how they would do it. It would have to be super... He's kind of silly in theory anyway, but I mean, the newer comics have had him kind of be a psychopath. From a kid, he would like freeze animals and stuff and all these things. So they went dark, which is interesting, but I kind of like him as a good guy first.
I like him as a good guy first too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, is there something you want to take off my little Beauty and the Beast flower helmet off of my head and then just put knowledge in there and then just freeze it on there so it never moves and it stays? And then I go and I try to save your existence for the rest of my days.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, Matt.
Yeah?
What's your astrological sign?
Okay. It is an Aquarius.
It's an Aquarius, as is mine.
Which means we're both assholes.
No. Yes. Well, what I want to talk about today is the Aquarius sign. And I want to find out if you feel the qualities that I'm about to mention.
Okay.
If they feel right to you.
You're going
to
teach me about the truth of our own horoscope.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk about the truth of the Aquarius.
Got it.
Okay, so it is the last sign of the 12 zodiac signs.
Okay.
It is the sign of the water bearer.
Yeah.
The mystical healer who gives life to the land.
Okay.
But even though it's a water bearer, it's an air sign.
It's
an air sign. It's not a water sign.
But air isn't water.
Yeah, but it's just not. It's an air sign.
They got that wrong.
Well,
someone copied from another religion. They copied the homework wrong because astrological is a religion for white girls.
For white girls with ukuleles.
Shit.
Aquarians rule the planet Uranus.
They sure do.
They certainly do. Which is considered the planet of technology, surprises, and innovation. Yeah.
The planet Uranus is the planet of surprises.
Apparently.
Okay.
Uranus surprises.
Yeah, huh. And what was the other one? Technology?
Technology and innovation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because planets represent things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Aquarians are eccentric, free thinkers, and visionaries with big ideas.
Okay, that's true.
I feel like that's pretty that's true very about true. Us, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah. We have laser focus on projects needing to get done.
One of us more than others,
yeah,
I'd say.
I'd say I get distracted. I have really bad ADD. But Matt has laser focus on things and he needs to get done.
It's just because I want to be good enough. I want to make sure. Does it have anything about damage or heart damage in there?
Heart trauma?
Yeah. The planet Uranus is about hurt people.
About hurt people. Hurting people.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this one is more about me.
Okay.
I think.
Yep.
They need their freedom to feel fulfilled and do not appreciate a clingy partner.
You certainly don't appreciate anything. So
speaking of independence.
Yeah, it's definitely you more than me for sure.
Yeah. You like it when I cling.
I like cling. It's like to just cuddle me once.
Clinger.
In the world.
Isn't a clinger? It's not like a name of an alien. I'm thinking of something else.
You're thinking of Klingon.
Oh, I'm thinking of a Klingon. And I'm not going to cling on yet.
You're a clinger.
Clinger. We are humanitarians. We try to change the world.
Yeah, I'd say that for dang sure.
For hot dang sure.
Love that.
We have a deep sense of justice and fairness and want equality. I feel like that's true about me. If I see like something's not fair.
Oh, I agree with that.
Oh, I get pissed.
Yeah, that really grinds my gears.
I always fight for the underdog. We don't like being told what to do.
Hell no.
We don't like authority at all.
Nope. Yeah, fuck that. Which is hard when you are in a relationship with another Aquarius, who, especially one who likes to be independent. And God forbid you say anything about what to do. They're like, fuck authority. I'm going
for another walk.
I'm going for a walk.
We are artistic, independent, intellectual, and impulsive.
Oh.
I feel like I'm impulsive.
Yeah.
Are you impulsive?
For food. I always want food randomly
at all times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Am I impulsive? Would you say I'm impulsive?
No. You're not impulsive. You plan out your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the opposite.
I am the opposite because I don't get completely derailed. But you are so impulsive, though, that you'll come to me and go, hey, you want to stop all the plans you have and go walk somewhere? I'm like,
And I'm like, come on.
Do they have people pleaser on that list? No, they don't. Because I'm like, and then you just see that I'm melting. And you're like,
I'm like, you don't have to come.
Back out of the room. I'm like, no, sorry. I'm impulsive about ideas and things. Uh-huh. I will go crazy with what I want to happen and things. Oh, let's do this. Oh, I want to do this now.
Yeah. You're an idea man.
Like, oh,
You'll throw out a new idea every 5 minutes about something.
I know.
Your brain doesn't stop going.
Someone needs to be writing this shit down. By the time I finish writing the first one, I'm already got three more.
Yeah.
Come on, dogs.
He's the idea man for sure.
Bring it down.
Yeah. They say that Aquarians are kind of like the coolest.
Yeah. Oh, duh.
We're like the coolest sign. We're the most original and the most eccentric.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
From the Aquarians I know.
Yeah.
When was Linda born? We don't know, huh?
We don't know when Linda was born.
I don't think she's an Aquarius, though, our cat.
No.
Our cat Linda's an Aquarius.
I don't know what she is.
It's probably like a Taurus.
I feel like she's like a Virgo.
I'm saying this like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know what an Aquarius is.
I really only know about Aquarians.
And I know Aries is bad, I guess, and Pisces are stupid.
All I know is that Pisces are really emotional.
Capricorns don't exist. You know, they have a horn on their head and they're not real.
Right.
Can't tell kids that.
Leos are lions and they're scary.
Sure. Scorpion is a character on Mortal Kombat, and he's also, whenever you're born, you become Scorpion.
You become a Scorpion, you sting.
Yeah.
You get angry about stuff.
And then the twin of that one is Sub-Zero, or as we call him, Mr. Freeze. So
Mr. Freeze.
Full circle. Antoine.
I'm a Mr. Freeze
as well.
Yeah.
Well, hey, why'd you teach me about Aquarius?
I've always felt like an Aquarius.
Okay.
When I read my horoscopes, when I read about what an Aquarius
is. Like, that's so me.
I know it. Like a stupid white girl that I am. I'm like, I'm special. So that always just felt right to me. And I know that you're an Aquarius. And so I just wanted to talk about it and share that with you.
Do you believe in all that stuff?
To a point. Sometimes beginning of the month, I will read my monthly horoscope ahead of time.
Right.
And at the end of the month, I'll go back and see if it came true.
Sometimes I read all of them and they're like, you have a face. And the other one's like, but that's me.
Sure.
You know, some
you
of those.
You gotta be careful
like,
where you get your horoscopes.
Oh, you gotta have a good dealer.
Gotta have a good horoscope dealer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you gotta pay top dolls.
Hey, wait a second. That's the same as everyone else. Get back here.
Yes. Get back here with my horoscope.
You gave me scorpions.
Ouch.
You gave me a box of scorpions.
That's not what I paid for.
I'm an Aries.
I paid for magic.
I paid for planet magic.
Yeah.
Well, that's really great. Anything else about Aquarius? Is what the fuck is a plural for Aquarius? Aquarii? Aquarii?
Aquarians?
Aquarians. That sounds like we're fish.
We are fish.
Well, that's so great. I guess that's going to do it for us, huh?
I think that's it.
And before we go, we just want to let you all know that with this big summer heat, and we're just getting, we got to really relax.
We're going to take a vacay.
You guys are sitting by the pool having a fucking great time listening to us. And we appreciate that.
Don't run away.
Don't run away.
Don't press the stop button.
But we are taking a 2-week vacation, and we will see you all very soon with some really, really great episodes and some nice little fun things.
So 2 weeks off, but you know we're going to come back even stronger, hotter, faster, bigger, longer. Yeah. 80% more laughs.
Yeah.
80% more joy and sex appeal.
Oh, gosh. We're going to sound sexier.
Yeah.
We're going to be sexier.
Always.
And with that, we'll see you all soon in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.
My name is Matthew McLachlan.
And my name is Katie Sexton.
And you have been
Comic Booked.